The Little Mermaid, Princess of the Sea. Ariel looked lovingly at the man she had rescued. Although her father forbade her to swim to the surface, the adventurous mermaid couldn't help her desire to be part of the human world. As Prince Eric lay unconscious, she touched his face tenderly. He was so handsome. She wished with all her heart that she could remain on this beach and dance with this man of her dreams. "What I would give to stay here beside you," she sang. "What I would do to see you smiling at me." Somehow she was determined to find a way. Sebastian, her father's trusted friend, anxiously tried to persuade Ariel that she would be happier under the sea. King Triton wanted him to keep an eye on his youngest daughter, and Sebastian did not want to disappoint the king. "Down here is your home," he told Ariel, but despite his efforts to make her understand the wonders of the ocean, nothing could change her wish to be with Prince Eric. She was in love. Only Founder, her best friend, understood. Finding a statue of the prince that had gone down with the shipwreck, he surprised Ariel. "Flounder, you're the best," she cried. "It looks just like him." As she was imagining a romance with Eric, King Triton appeared in Ariel's secret grotto. Seeing her collection of things from the barbarian world above, he raised his trident and destroyed all of Ariel's treasures in a final attempt to protect her from the dangers of the human world. Upset, Ariel sought the help of the sea witch Ursula. In exchange for the mermaid's voice, Ursula transformed her tail into legs. She would remain human only if she received a kiss of true love before the sunset on the third day. Happy to be human at last, Ariel wiggled her toes excitedly while Sebastian watched in shock. "I'm going to march myself home right now and tell the Sea King," he said. But when he looked at the sadness in Ariel's eyes, he knew that she would never be happy as a mermaid. "All right," he decided. "I'll help you find your prince." Scuttle, her seagull friend, excitedly arranged a dress. It wasn't long before Prince Eric arrived. "You're the one," he exclaimed. "The one I have been looking for." Ariel nodded, but she couldn't talk. Eric remembered that the girl who had rescued him had the most beautiful voice. "Oh, you couldn't be who I thought," he sighed. Still, he helped her to the castle, and when they ate dinner together that night, Ariel made him laugh for the first time in weeks. The next day, he took her out on a tour of his kingdom, enchanted by her enthusiasm for everything from horses to puppet shows. She pulled him eagerly into a dance, and she was thrilled when he let her take the reins on the ride back to the castle. Impressed and surprised by her fun-loving nature, Eric thoroughly enjoyed his new guest. Sebastian decided to create a romantic mood that evening as Ariel and Eric rode together in a quiet lagoon. With soft music and moonlight on the water, the prince found himself leaning to kiss Ariel. Suddenly, Ursula's petioles tipped the boat. Hypnotizing Eric, the sea witch transformed herself into the beautiful Vanessa. Pretending to be his mysterious dream girl, she arranged a wedding to make sure that Ariel's plans for love would fail. Scuttle gathered creatures of the ocean to help him stall the wedding while Flounder pulled Ariel to the ship. As her friends tugged a magic necklace from Vanessa's neck, Ariel's voice was restored and the spell on Prince Eric was broken. He ran to his true love, relieved that she had been the girl he wanted all along. But their kiss was too late. Ariel had become a mermaid once again and Ursula pulled her into the water. "I lost her once. I'm not going to lose her again," yelled the prince as he dove into the depths of the ocean. Using strength and the power of true love, Eric destroyed the powerful sea witch. As he lay exhausted on the shore, Ariel watched him from afar. Turning to Sebastian, King Triton asked, "She really does love him, doesn't she?" With tenderness, he granted his beautiful daughter her greatest wish. As Ariel married her prince, she finally knew true happiness. Sebastian, Flounder, and Scuttle applauded with all the creatures of the sea as Eric kissed his bride under a rainbow colored with joy. The end.